I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto City Clerk confirms that the next mayor by-election will be on June 26, 2023. The news comes after Deputy Mayor Jennifer McKelvey told the local news station that an election will not happen before June. For now, McKelvey will assume mayoral duties until a successor is elected. During former Mayor John Tory's final address on February 17th, McKelvey said that she would not run to be mayor.
As deputy mayor, I'm overseeing the operations of the office of the mayor until a new mayor is elected by residents. All staff are continuing to work in the office of the mayor, and that work remains the same and continues nonstop. Residents can rest assured that my entire focus at this time is ensuring a smooth transition and continued good governance. As I said yesterday, I will not be seeking to run for mayor in the upcoming by-election. I will be entirely focused on being a steady deputy mayor for the city for as long as needed.
Here are the important dates for the by-election. First, nominations open on April 3rd at 8:30 a.m. Second, nominations close on May 12th at 2 p.m. Third, advance voting will take place from June 8th to June 13th. And lastly, Election Day is on Monday, June 26th. Along with the voting polls at various locations, residents will have the option to mail in their vote. The estimated budget for the by-election is approximately $13 million. $14.5 million was spent on the past Toronto election in October 2022. This by-election was scheduled after John Tory's surprising resignation on February 10th, after admitting to an affair with a former staffer that began during the height of COVID-19. Tory said it was consensual and ended in early 2023.
I recognize that permitting this relationship to develop was a serious error in judgment on my part. It came at a time when Barb, my wife of 40-plus years, and I were enduring many lengthy periods apart while I carried out my responsibilities during the pandemic. As a result, I've decided that I will step down as mayor so that I can take the time to reflect on my mistakes and to do the work of rebuilding the trust of my family. I'll be working with the city manager, the city clerk, and the deputy mayor, Jennifer McKelvey, to ensure an orderly transition in the coming days. While I deeply regret having to step away from a job that I love in a city that I love even more, I believe in my heart it is best to fully commit myself to the work that is required to repair these most important relationships. As well, I think it is important, as I always have, for the office of the mayor not to be in any way tarnished and not to see the city government itself put through a period of prolonged controversy arising out of this error in judgment on my part, especially in light of some of the challenges that we face as a city.
I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.